Every Christ follower is issued a simple and yet profound invitation. It's an invitation to follow. However, this is not an invitation to follow blindly, because His footprints are there for you to see. Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you dare to accept the challenge to follow Jesus in His steps, you will join a long line of faithful followers who have gone before you, both within Fraser Church and around the world. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 17 of In His Steps. Today's title is Giving Cost. Mother Teresa said, "A sacrifice to be real must cost. It must hurt. It must empty ourselves. Give yourself fully to God. He will use you to accomplish great things on the condition that you believe much more in His love than in your weakness." Our text today is found in Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. "And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' He said to him, 'What is written in the law? How do you read it?' And he answered, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all your soul, with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.' And he said to him, 'You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live.' But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' Jesus replied, 'A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and he saw him, he passed by on the other side too. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, he came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him, and whatever more that you spend, I will repay you when I come back.' Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise." Jesus tells the story of the Good Samaritan in response to a lawyer who was attempting to test Jesus. Jesus had just told the man that the greatest commandment is to love God and your neighbor. The lawyer probed deeper and inquired, "Who is my neighbor?" Thus, Jesus tells the incredible story of a man who was robbed, beaten, and left for dead on the road between Jerusalem and Jericho. Make no mistake, the priest and the Levite in the story represent the religious leaders of Jesus' day, while the Samaritan, who Jews despised, represented the one who truly loved his neighbor. The religious leaders knew all of the laws of their day and were staunch advocates of legalism. They had memorized everything they were supposed to do, but their actions did not match their beliefs. In biblical times, if a priest or a Levite touched something dead, they would be rendered unclean until they could ceremonially be declared clean again. In Numbers chapter 19, 11 through 13, it says, "Whoever touches the dead body of any person shall be unclean 7 days. He shall cleanse himself with the water on the third day and on the seventh day, and so be clean. But if he does not cleanse himself on the third day and on the seventh day, he will not become clean. Whoever touches a dead person, the body of anyone who has died, and does not cleanse himself, defiles the tabernacle of the Lord, and that person shall be cut off from Israel. Because the water for impurity was not thrown on him, he shall be unclean. His uncleanness is still on him." So, while the priest and the Levite knew the law commanded them to love God and their neighbor, they wouldn't risk their positions to show compassion to someone in need. In other words, they cared more about themselves than they did others. The question to consider is, why would Jesus use a Samaritan in his story to portray someone who gave to someone in need? A Franciscan monk gave this description of the hatred between Jews and Samaritans. Imagine the hatred between Serbs and Muslims in modern Bosnia, the enmity between Catholics and Protestants in Northern Ireland, or the feuding between street gangs in Los Angeles or New York, and you have some idea of the feeling and it causes between Jews and Samaritans in the time of Jesus. Both politics and religion were involved. The fact that there was such dislike and hostility between the Jews and Samaritans is what gives us the use of the Samaritan in the parable of the Good Samaritan such force. The Samaritan is the one who's able to rise above the bigotry and prejudices of centuries and show mercy and compassion for the injured Jew after the Jew's own countrymen passed him by. The Samaritan's actions reveal that giving cost us something. The Samaritan in this story had to get past prejudice, religion, and politics to show kindness to the man in need. It cost his time and effort and money for the inn and the willingness to pay for any future needs. This Samaritan goes to great lengths to provide for someone he doesn't even know, while the priest and Levite didn't even bother to stop, much less help. True giving costs. Giving to the Lord involves sacrifice. Jesus gave the ultimate sacrifice to us as an opportunity for salvation. At least we can give to others with some level of unselfish sacrifice too. Some things to ponder today. What contrast do you see between the actions of the priest, the Levite, and the Samaritan? What did Jesus' story mean for the lawyer asking the questions? In what ways does your giving cost? How is your giving sacrificial? Everyone have a great day. Be blessed.